Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Frolics, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion.
Yes. I'm waiting. Not going. Give me a second. I'm going. Oh, this is a pain in my butt. Keep going. Oh, this is a pain. It's not going. Pardon technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Well, looks like the blog is broken.
Yes, it is, because I keep hitting it, and it's not moving. Damn.
Can't you hit it or something?
I hit it like 5,000 times.
Hit it with
what
a 2x4 or something.
I did already. I hit it with the shotgun and it didn't work.
Does that mean we're not going to have any music throughout?
I hope not. I hit it.
Or is it just that one?
I hope it's just that one.
Peace.
You're lucky
I was able to
get in.
Try the Red Fox.
All right, hang on. Let me get back on the screen.
See if that works.
I shut it and then I closed it back again. Hold on. All right, let me try that one more time, okay? Hold on. I got it.
Yeah. You're in the army now. You're in the army now. You never get rich, you son of a bitch. You're in the army now. I don't know why I let you talk me into this. Well, it's simple. Simple? You mean they're going to shoot at me while I'm running? Well, if you don't run, it'll be worse. Why did we ever come to this? Well, because you couldn't get a job and you're overweight and the suit doesn't fit you and you broke a lot of doors down trying to get in and your belly's too big. Will you stop that? Well, what do we do now? Well, we got to wait for the drill sergeant. Hey, you know, Ollie, they say you can meet a lot of nice girls in the army. A lot of nice girls. I don't see any girls around here. They're all men. Well, what do you expect? This man's army. Where's your gun? My gun? I don't know. I've seemed to have misplaced it. You misplaced your gun?
Uh-oh.
You better find that gun, Stanley. Oh, we're both going to be on KP duty.
Oh, no.
Oh, KP, well, at least I like potatoes.
Ooh.
But you can't eat any of them. Remember what the doctor said when you got inducted in the army? You better lose that belly, fella. Fella belly.
Oh, no.
He called you fella belly. Will you stop that?
Hey, Elsa.
All right, line up. I'm Sergeant McGinnis. I don't want to hear nothing. I don't go for nothing. I don't want to hear no double talk or nothing. I know it's you. Where's your gun, you moron?
I left it home.
You left? How are you supposed to be in the army when you left your gun home. Are you a moron? I don't know what the kind of people they're sending me lately. A bunch of idiots. Who are you?
I'm Oliver Hardy.
Hey, you look pretty hardy, too. Well, what the hell is that sticking out in front?
Please, Sergeant, don't get fresh with me.
What? I'm not getting fresh with you. You gotta lose some weight, buddy. Nobody walks around here like that when I'm the sergeant.
Hey, Ollie, maybe if you get to know her, she's a nice girl. Oh, shut up.
All right, now the first drill, you gotta learn how to run. Now start running. Run down that. Down that road right there. Go ahead. Look out for that tree. Look out. Start running. And then start shooting machine guns.
Run, Ollie, run.
Now, the next thing you gotta do is you gotta learn to crawl on your belly. Get down on your belly. Move it. Move it. Come on.
He can't get on his belly. Why don't you let him crawl upside down?
Upside down? What kind of a moron are you? You can't crawl upside down.
Well, can I walk?
You can't walk through machine gun fire. Are you a maniac or something? You gotta crawl on your belly.
Gee, Ollie, you better hurry up and lose that weight.
Wait.
Are you the one that they call Fellabelly?
Fellabelly, how dare you?
Don't you talk that way to me. I'm the sergeant. You're nothing but a lowly private first class. And you don't even have any class either.
Yeah.
Here's another fine mess you've got me into. Well, I didn't do anything. You're the one who got that name Fellabelly. Fellabelly? Lord Hardy in the army, all right. In his sight, frolics,
in case you haven't noticed.
Around the world, starring Kimmy Dinigan. All right. Also starring the old Honeymooners.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a skit by Fred. We have enough time for all that.
Oh, yeah.
Fred. Fred with the pee bottle.
Oh.
All right. In a sight, Louie will be here.
Of course.
Let's see. What was Louie going to do? I can't remember what he was going to do. We had something. We'll think of it.
Yeah,
all
right,
in a sight.
Funnies. Was he going to do the sandwiches or something? I don't know. So that way he did it ready, didn't he?
Next Tuesday, let's see, what was it, 5 days?
Mm.
Yeah, 3, 4, 5 days. Next Tuesday is the big fiasco. Yeah.
You mean
the
that
big
fiasco.
Demonstration of love will be next Tuesday.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know
where the love is going to come
from. Our nation.
From,
exactly. They love our nation. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to see. Trump says his hotel in Washington. Mm. Yeah, you imagine he's got his own hotel. Imagine that. His hotel in Washington.
Yeah, many.
Is booked solid. sold out. He sold out.
Yeah.
How you like this? He's all ready. Election night,
he's already,
sold out.
Right.
For
yeah.
For the party.
Yeah.
How you like that one? I wouldn't mind crashing that party, you know. We used to crash parties when we were kids, you know.
I used to crash parties. I crashed one really good one once.
Yeah. I mean, why not? You know, going there.
I spiked Claudie once. I crashed. I did.
Get a rum and coke. I haven't had rum and coke in 40 years. You know that?
Really?
I'm due for a rum and coke.
You're due for a rum and coke? I want
all
amaretto
right.
on the rocks. You have a rum and coke, and I'll have one amaretto on the rocks. That's all I want.
So Trump is ready to celebrate. They're going around. Him and Biden are going to the same states for the next 5 days. Pennsylvania, Iowa.
All of that. The ones that are the battleground states.
Try to
win no
them over.
I have no idea how I'm going to vote.
Well, I know how
That's
Trump
another...
can win them over. Going there with a whole barrel wheel of money. Now, if you vote for me, here's what I'm not going to do.
There you go. Now you got it.
You see this money right here? This is my money. This is not the country's money.
There you
now,
go.
Anybody who needs help, just step right up and
step
get
right
your $1,000 bill.
There you go. That's
consider
good.
It a present from Donald Trump. Not President Trump. Plain Donald Trump.
There you go.
Plain
you go.
Trump.
Plain Trump.
If he did that, he'd never be elected. Although you never know.
Yeah.
Some people, look the kind of guy he is. He cares about us. He didn't just come here to talk. He put a whole wheelbarrow full of money. And,
right.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Trump, if you need somebody to push the barrel, me and my dog are available.
Me too.
Just
my
pay
wife
all
says,
our expenses.
I'll come. Yeah, I'll just come by and say hi.
Woo!
Imagine
pushing Trump's wheelbarrow and says on the side, "Don't vote for me. Vote for love."
Yeah.
You know, something stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's about it. They're going to go around and I don't know what Biden's going to say. But, hear me out.
Hear me out.
Just hear me out. We got to get this country back on its feet.
I'm telling you. Let me say something.
But first we
got to
get some shoes for the feet. So hear me out.
This is going to be the most craziest election. That's all I have to say. You watch and see.
Well, you know, I can almost predict what's going to happen, see?
Yeah.
One of them's going to win, and the other one's going to say, oh, no, this has to be a fraud.
Recount.
Take
them
into...
need to be recounted.
Drag them into court.
That's right. That's what's going to happen, you know.
Now, what about all this stuff on the YouTube with Mr. Giuliani accusing Biden, having evidence that Biden and his family are corrupt? Where does that all come in?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, my brother tells me that Giuliani has his own show on YouTube. I know. And he's naming names and everything else, and I don't know where that's
what's
going.
True anymore. I really don't know what's true anymore, really.
Wouldn't it be ironic if they? Wouldn't it be funny if they arrested Biden on election day? Woo!
Wouldn't it be funny if it's the other way around too? Oh my God, this would be crazy.
Either one of them.
Yeah, either one of them.
I want my lawyer. Where's my lawyer? And I want a big piece of chocolate cake, too. Rudy, make sure you bring that cake with you.
That's right.
Woo! All right. I got an email. From the White House. I listened to the CNBC business news. how all these companies, how the stock market's going down and everything. And then I get an email from the White House that Trump is helping bring about a great recovery of the economy. So, I don't know. You figure that out, world. I don't know what all that means. So, all right, in a sight, Frolic, coming up is Fred with the pee bottle.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And we got the Honeymooners skit with, I forget which one we're going to do now. But anyway, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004, adopting Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So check them out. Great, great organization. Save the lives of the great Akita.
Akita.
Hey, around the world, all the beautiful children, look out for them. Take care of them. Remember those who passed, some of them, the beauty, beautiful ones. Corey, Tommy, old Tommy, Ollie, Avante, you know, they all should have had better.
Right.
Well, Ollie had the best.
Yeah.
But the other three didn't. All right, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Kennedy Realty, buy a house, sell a house, get a house. Learn about how you can, you know, there used to be a guy on TV who used to say, you can buy a house and you don't have to use any money of your own. Yeah. The only thing is, that guy is still in jail.
Woo! That?
Some guy, I don't know what the hell was. He got up there and said, I got rich off of this real estate. He sounded like he was related to Jimmy Dinigan. he wrote a book. He used to give seminars, see, and people used to go there, and I don't know, he had to pay $20 for the seminar or something and reserve your seat. So one day he gave a seminar. And he's talking about how you get all this real estate. Mm-hmm. And the FBI came in. And said, we'd like to talk to you outside, sir. Please, if you walk this way.
No.
And he went out and he never came in. Woo! All right, in a sign. Don't try to buy anything without money in this world.
There you go.
You know.
That's
anyway, Kennedy will tell you. 631-888-1186. Go to Kennedy Realty. You want to know the real truth about real estate. Give him a call. Cool guy. All right, around the world, we got a civil rights lawyer, James Bahamundi. You know, and when he takes the marbles out of his mouth, he goes to court.
Just want to say that. You're fresh.
Shut up, Jimmy. Give me your phone number. 516-777-7832-962. Wait a minute. You better let me clarify that. 516-783-9662. Is that it? Yeah, that's
more like it.
All right. I believe that's the right number. Let's see. Yeah, 516-783-9662. James Bond, Monday, attorney, civil rights. Yeah, he wins cases. The judge wants to get rid of him. What did you say, Mr. Bahamunda? Bahamunda. Well, the way you talk, it sounds like you're going to be bottom under.
Aww.
So they say, all right, give him what he wants. Get him out of here, you know. All right, Inner Sight. It's good to, it's good to have a lawyer like that. He always wins.
Yeah.
They want to get rid of him. Reminds me of Joe Arion. They want to get rid of him.
They
give him what he wants.
That's true.
All right. What else we got? Oh, some of our friends, SuttonInsurance.com, TuralLawCenter.com, and the other one.
The other one.
Woo! Who's the other one? I forget.
I don't know. I forgot, too.
There were three. Oh, the printer. The printer. GoodMojoPrinter.com.
Yes.
All right. That's some of the people that have helped us in the past. We remember them. This
the
is the Inner Sight Frolics.
That's funny.
Around the world. 213-816-1650. If you call in, say something stupid or funny, you know.
Or brilliant.
Try to, anyway.
Sorry.
All right, so what do we got? You better do the Able News before we get fired. You're fired. Whatever happened to
that
recording, anyway?
I have no idea.
I like that recording.
I like that recording, too, but I don't know where it went.
We don't have it?
Put that aside. No, I don't. They took it away.
Got to find that again.
I got to find it again, yeah.
Able News.
I'll look for it. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today.
All right. Don't forget to sign the petition, National Guide Dog Month. And I want to say hello to my new friend at Newsday, Bernadette, from the newsroom. And I want to thank her for taking the Inner Sight email and spreading it around, trying to get a story on the National Guide Dog. And my good friend Mark Harrington, too. I want to thank I got to get Mark on this show. He's a great guy.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Yes.
Yeah, he'd be good on the show. All right, Inner Sight around the world, or give me some of that Red Fox music, that Fred, Sanford and Son.
Sanford and Son. All right. Hold up. Let me get it here. Hold up. All right.
One, two, three. Kick it. There you go.
You also have Maureen in the queue when you get a chance later. All right.
Mr. Sanford, what do you want? Can't you see I'm busy? I'm trying to organize all this junk. You come running in here. What do you want anyway? I need a big favor, Mr. Sanford. You see, I gotta go down to the program. Program? What program? Well, the program where I get my medicine. Wait a minute. How'd you like to get one of these across your lip? You mean you're a junkie? Well, I used to be, but I quit, see? But the problem is, I take a little bit, but it goes inside, and if it comes outside, I'm in trouble. They won't give me my money. Oh, yeah, so the way you want for me? Well, look here. Can you just take a wee-wee in this bottle? What? Are you crazy? Why are you trying to come in here with a bottle with nothing in it? Lisa, you came in here with a bottle that has something in it we could talk. Ain't got nothing in that bottle. Well, wait a minute. I'll pay you for it. You pay me for it? You mean if I just go a little in there, you're going to pay me for it? Yeah, I give it $10. $10. You know how much my wee-wee is worth? It's worth millions if it's worth $15. You make it $15, we got a deal. $15, okay. Yeah, hold on. Hey, give me that. There you go. Oh, thank you. I know you're clean. I know it. I could tell. You don't take none of that stuff. The only thing I take is a little ripple. Well, listen, I'm going to tell all my friends, and you can make a lot of money doing this. See, I got a lot of friends going down to the same program. Oh, yeah. Well, just don't bring them around here. What do you think I am, some kind of a service station or something for the wee-wees? Well, don't worry, they're good people. Oh, yeah, Fred, you said you needed my help. Yeah, Greedy. I'm going in a new business. A new business? Yeah. What kind of business? It's called pee in a bottle. Good googly goo, pee in a bottle. Well, why are you going to make money with that? Well, you see, the fella goes down to the program, and if they find it in his urinal that he took the drugs, he don't get his money. So he comes in here, and me and you, we give him the pee. What? Wait a minute. You mean tell me you want me to give somebody my wiggles? Yeah, look here. You got to go anyway, don't you? Yeah, but I... Hey, Fred, you got a big crowd outside. All of them out there with bottles, too. Anything in the bottle? No, the bottle's all empty. That's it. That's where I'm going to make the money, see? Now look here, you go out there, and you count all those bottles, and make sure you bring them in one by one, and don't forget to get the $15. $15? Yeah. Oh, okay. Hey, Fred, what you gonna do when you don't have to go to the bathroom? Don't worry, I got that all figured out. See that pot over there? See that pot over there? Yeah. You see the color of that tea? It's the same color as my pee. Now get out there and get that money. Woo! I don't know, Fred. Here's a couple of bottles. Put the tea in there. Just put the tea in there. They don't know nothing. Just give it to them. Give it to them. Get the money. Don't forget. Get the money. Hey, Fred, I hate to tell you this, but you know who's out there? Who? Smitty and Hoppy. The police. Oh, no. Yeah, they're coming in. They said they got a report that you were opening up a doctor's office. What?
Mr. Sanford, on the license of 409 on the 317, which is inhibited by the state of New York, state of California, for the prohibition of any person or persons, inhibited or uninhibited, to practice medicinal rites without previous experience. What do you say? In other words, you don't have a license. Don't have a license. A license for what? To go to the bathroom? Yeah, but it's been brought to our attention, Fred, that you're selling your water. Water? I ain't selling no water. This is real piss. Well, Mr. Stafford, according to the health department, you're not allowed to do this. And you could be in big trouble if you don't cease and desist. That's what I'm doing. I'm ceasing.
And deceasing.
Well, we're gonna have to take you down to the station house if you don't get rid of that crowd out there and all those bottles. Woo! All right, that's how Fred almost got locked up.
That's right.
And he had this, his business went downhill.
Yes, very quickly.
What are all those people doing out there, Bob, with those bottles? Oh, they thought I was a grocery store. Get out of here. I ain't no grocery store. What's the matter with you? I want my $15 back. You gave me a bottle of tea. They locked me up. That wasn't no tea. That was pee. Pee tea.
He's in trouble.
Woo!
All
right. I got that idea from my brother when he used to stand down by the downtown Brooklyn with his badge. You know, he has a badge. And he's got a federal badge. He allows him to sell things. Right behind the building was a program, see?
Oh.
And somebody approached him and wanted him to urinate in the box. So it's real, folks. It's real. All right. Coming up, we got...
I had to take a drug test once for one of my jobs, which is kind of funny. I had to list all my medicine, and they go, oh, boy, we're going to have to call all your doctors.
You must have really confused them.
Yeah, I did. Because I had to sit there and list all my pain medicine, which was quite interesting because I was on opiates.
They wanted to get rid of you quick.
No, they hired me, which is even funnier.
With all that medicine, they hired you?
They hired me, yeah.
Holy smoke, they must have had a lot of drug addicts in that company.
Probably.
Anyway. Sure, they figure, let's hire her. We can steal half this stuff and sell it.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know why they hired me, and it was just bizarre.
All right, coming up, we got Jimmy Dinigan invites himself to Miss Ma's retirement party. Oh, you got it. This is a true story. You got to hear this one. Is Louie on the line?
Actually, Maureen was there when I checked. Let me check if Louie is, okay?
How about Louie?
Hold on.
Louie Rivera. We got to get Louie if he's on.
Oh, why did that do that? That was weird. I had this set up with the studio, and it went back to the other screen. Yes, Louie is, and Maureen has been there a while.
All right, let's get Louie in the show.
Okay, here's Lou.
Louie! Louie the Lip.
Hello, is this Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero?
Yes.
How are you?
Yes.
How are you doing?
All right. How are you?
We had to talk about Rosanna Dana last week.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we got a lot of people who listen to that show, by the way.
Yeah.
That's
week.
Right.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
liked it. They liked
now,
it.
Now, what about that What was that song you were singing last night? I can't think of that song. The other night.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Either. That was funny. That was, oh, goodness, let me think a second.
I don't know. Something about the lips or something, I don't know. But anyway, Rosanna Dana. Now, why was she so funny? What did she do that was so funny?
Yeah, she was on the early Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I know that. But what would she come out dressed weird, or what'd she say?
Oh, she did a lot of political stuff. She did a little bit of everything, you know.
Oh, all right. Well, political right now is very appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah. If politicians say we'll look into it, forget it. That means they're not going to do anything about
it. She's Gilda Radner.
I learned that one.
Gaston, but Gilda Radner.
Yeah. Now, what are they? You know, I always wondered, when you go to school and you take political science, right?
Yeah.
They got to teach people how to maneuver and how to lie in that course.
What?
Don't you think?
What?
Political
politics?
Science. Yeah.
Political science? That's not what you are taught in political science. You're taught in law school how to do trial law. So it's different. It's totally different.
No, I'm talking about politics. I'm not talking about law school. Politics.
No,
where a person goes.
I took a politics class.
Yeah,
and I wasn't taught how to do that.
All right. What did they teach you? Politics.
They taught you the politics of the whatever, you know, like U.S. politics, for example. I was taught, you know, all the stuff that went on for the years that happened within college. All the years of U.S. politics. That's all I was taught.
All right. That was one course you took. What did you say, one course?
Two.
And they never taught you how to manipulate?
No, there was more argument. You had to learn argument if you went to, you had to learn to manipulate. You would learn like an argument class. I had an argument class once.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. They teach you how to manipulate, and a lot of people within that manipulation tell a lot of fibs. We all know that.
Well, argument class is different. You learn how to argue, basically.
Well, if you don't want to argue, what are you going to get married for? Anyway, Louis, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right, give us a couple imitations. Come on, let me hear some. Who you got?
Well,
who you got?
Well, then and I, we went to sing a ding-a-ling, you know.
A ding-a-ling?
A ding-a-ling?
Yeah. And then Joe Radner went to the wrong bathroom.
Oh.
You went to the wrong bathroom.
Yeah, that's a girl around there talking to the bathroom. I'm like, what are you doing in the men's bathroom, Roseanne? You gotta go to your own bathroom. Talk to Pat Cooper.
Oh.
Maybe she liked the other bathroom better. I don't know.
Yeah. And Roseanne and Dana told me, someone been laying an egg lately, with a ding-a-ling or something like that, you know. Someone laying an egg in there, so I get out of that bathroom, you know.
Well, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
The el pollo.
Huh?
Oh, see?
El pollo and leg.
The chicken came first, eh?
The biting buzzard came first.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. But something like that. You went to the right bathroom, Rosanna Dana. I went to the fourth station there, and then Rosanna Dana had to use the washroom and talk to Gilda Radner and Pat Cooper about giving them love drops to Rosanna Dana.
Oh.
Love drops?
To Rosanna Dana.
Dana Wanna Drop.
Oh.
Hey, did Rosanna Dana smoke marijuana?
No, yeah, that'd be fun.
No, Rosanna Dana never smoked marijuana.
She never did?
Or something like that. You see, on a weekend out there, talk about all that stuff, you know.
Yeah. Well, Rosanna Dana must have been quite a character. Give us a little song,
oh, yeah.
Lou. Come on.
Okay. Once upon a time, it goes, Rama, what's her name? Rosanna Dana. Rosanna Dana was the name. She's here. They have her call me and show her from. She was Saturday Night Live to make the TV run. Rosanna Dana says, love my Rosanna Dana. La, la, la. Rosanna never rings the bell. Rosanna Dana. Really, really, don't know how Rosanna Dana that I love so well.
All right.
Oh, God.
Bring back Rosanna Dana. Maybe you ought to be the Spanish Rosanna Dana. Remember Rosanna Dana? See?
I love
yeah,
what they
right.
did with their hair. They made it a triangle at that time.
Yeah.
I got tomorrow's Halloween and got to turn the clock an hour back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't. Oh,
yeah,
we do? I didn't know that.
It's a blue moon, and it's a hunter moon.
I forgot about Halloween.
That it's a smaller moon than usual.
Yeah.
Halloween.
Kind of...
Hey,
right.
My name... Hi, one thing. My name is Suzanne Tarazi Ferrero. I'm talking about Rosanna Dana to that announcer of Suzanne Tarazi Ferrero. She wants to talk about giving her the love drops. And she's cracking her funny bone when I talk to speak to one lady, two person to person. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're crazy, though.
All right, Lou Rivera, everybody. Next week, we got to get a different character.
Yeah.
Want me to pick a character?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, who do you like?
Eddie Palmieri.
All right, yeah, that's cool.
No, I don't want to hear Eddie Palmieri. I'll give you another hint.
Eddie Palmieri's
I'll give you Randy
right.
Carlos, cha-cha-cha.
All right. Next week on the funnies. Louis
yeah.
Rivera, world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
thank
Suzanne,
you, Lou.
Happy Halloween weekend.
You too.
I love ya.
Love you too. In a sight.
You take care of
me. Rosanna Dana, touch, signing off, okay? Have a good weekend.
Yeah.
You too, Lou.
All right. And, you know, when I was
still
in,
have
I was
more
in,
on the line.
Yeah,
by
when
the way.
I was in school.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't know. It was about 20 years ago. No, longer than that. But anyway, Dinnigan, oh, he was a riot, you know. So one day, Miss Carey came in, see, to the room, and Miss Ma was up in you. She was getting ready to retire, see. So they were talking about, you know, whenever a teacher retires, usually they give them a party, you know.
Right.
Talking about the party, see, and they say we're gonna have cake, and I got this, and I got the caterer, and all that, and and Jimmy's listening to all this. We're all listening to it, you know. So
yeah.
Jimmy gets up and says, Miss Ma, can I sing at your party? I want to sing at your party, Miss Ma. You know, and Miss Ma says, Jimmy, please. You're a lovely boy, but I don't need you singing at my party. I see enough of you here. Now sit down. But I want to sing. I love Miss Ma. She's a great, great teacher, Miss Ma. Jimmy, please. And Janie,
she really wanted
cracking
to retire
up.
Now.
We're all laughing, you know. You got to sing at a party. And then Miss Carey says, Jimmy, be still. And Jimmy got scared, you know. And he sat down, and 5 minutes later, he did it. We all knew he was going
to
do it.
Failed
he did it. Found in the ring, finds in the clay, if you don't like it, stick it up in my bed. Oh, I didn't say that. Jimmy. It was so damn funny. But we all didn't want her to go though.
Aww.
You know, we used to we kid around a lot, but we still love her. You know, we loved her. You know.
Yeah, because she had patience with all you guys.
So, I mean, she took a lot from us.
Yeah, she
especially
did.
From
I would
Jim
say.
And Janie. You know. Not me. I was a good boy in school.
Aw, you a good boy?
I was a good boy. Yeah, Jimmy used to chew gum a lot, but I never chewed gum, rarely. Janie once in a while used to sneak a piece of gum.
But I was good at, you know, I still was, you know, I didn't chew that much gum compared to a lot of the other. You know, people were worse than me, the people who used lighters in the room and used to light up your pants. Oh, that was the worst. That was the end thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you'd be sitting on and they thought it was funny. They would be sitting. You'd be sitting on the chair, and all of a sudden, you'd feel something. Your butt. All of a sudden, and then you'd jump off.
Damn. Somebody could have got hurt like that.
Oh hell yeah.
Seriously.
Yes.
I wouldn't go into a classroom like that if that was happening. Hell no.
You would never know.
All right, in a sight.
And they think it's
two.
Funny, and, you know, you never know.
Some things are not funny. I mean, that's not funny. I wouldn't.
That's not funny at all. And then also they would be setting, you know, like putting, like, one straw into the lockers and setting the lockers on fire just so people could get out.
Oh,
for the, yeah, they would do that, too. Finally, the principal said, next person who sets the locks on fire, everybody is going to be suspended. Everybody, including the valedictorian. He was so pissed off. Pissed off wasn't the word.
Why do they suspend people from school when they do stuff like that? I never could get that. Kids don't want to go to school. You're doing them a favor.
I know.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
Ah, what they should do is say, you're going to be arrested.
They wouldn't mark that either.
They should be arrested.
You know what they should say?
What
you
the
would
hell?
You would be deemed to school the whole entire year. That would make it even worse.
Yeah,
worse
but so what? Good, I don't want to go to school.
The whole entire year. You know, that would make it worse. People don't like that.
Why?
These kids
don't want to go to school.
That's right. So
you always wanted to take
to go
off
to
from school.
No. Tell them that they would want, they'd have to stay in school the whole entire year. That would be their punishment.
Oh, so you're going to keep them in the school and give them a chance to do more crazy stuff. That doesn't make sense. Nah, they should have been arrested.
Keep them in school and get them into a detention program and show them their wrongs and tell them what they, and then bring them to a burn unit and show them what they could have taught, how they could have harmed somebody.
Well, that I could see. That part I could see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not suspending.
And
them.
Show them
that's
what they could have done and how it could have hurt somebody and show them how these people are you know, being debrided.
Bring them over to the hospital
they,
and show them some burn victims.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at this.
I know what it was like. I was burned, and I know how it felt. It wasn't easy.
All right. In
I've seen
sight,
what a burn looks like.
The burning bed. I mean, the burning fire. Remember that woman,
exactly.
That girl with the burning bed? Remember that?
Yeah. Yep.
Crazy.
Yeah. Crazy.
Anyway.
Crazy. Right.
213-816-1650. I don't know how much time we got. Who's on the line?
We've got Maureen.
Maureen, my love. All right.
Oh, Maureen. Here we go.
Woo!
Maureen.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
You know what? I figured it out, Maureen. I got it all for you. You need to marry a rich guy. And get rid of all this stuff in your life. See? That's what you need.
Anybody know anybody?
Very rich man, that's all.
Yeah. Oh, I got a guy. Wait a minute.
Any rich guy listening?
This fellow, he's very wealthy. He lives around the corner from me. You know, he used to be a custodian in the school. He gets a big pension. He's got a big house. He lives alone. Now, wait a minute. The only thing is, he got locked up last night.
That's the story of my life. There's always some catastrophe at the end.
No, I'm only kidding. He didn't get locked up. Maybe you should meet this guy. He's a beautiful guy. He loves to laugh and have fun. And he's got plenty of room for you and your mom. I'll tell you.
Oh, well, that's good.
That's not a bad idea.
Now, wait a minute. If I play, if I play my cards right, maybe John won't kill me. And if I really play my cards right, maybe I can make some money over this. You know, we got to do the wedding and all that, a nice donation to Inner Sight. I'll do a couple of songs, you know. And he loves...
He's planning it all already.
He loves my dog.
Well, that's the best thing right there. That's the selling point, you know.
That's right.
Probably,
right there.
Probably say, let the dog move in and get her out of here.
There you go.
Maybe you could marry Gabriel. Gabriel's a good guy. He's young. He's vital.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Uh-huh.
He's
go.
Homeless.
Yeah,
I mean,
perfect.
His mother's a maniac.
I think I met Gabriel, right?
You never know. I mean, it might work out.
You
if
never
I can get
know.
Him out of the drug center.
At least we got you laughing.
You know. I'll have to go over to the methadone center and see if I can sober him up.
It's getting worse.
You said it's getting worse. I think it
I
is.
I think you'd be better off with John, even if it doesn't work out.
He's the guy around the corner?
Yeah. Yeah, he's real.
Oh, brother. This has been a good night.
At least you got
in sight.
Who actually keep, you know, I got your back, Maureen. We got us.
Oh, okay.
Monday night, Mad or Glad, Election Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Mad or Glad, Election Eve.
Monday night, we're going to figure it all out. On Monday night, we're going to tell you who's going to win.
Yeah, we're going to prognosticate.
That's it.
Biden told his plan today for getting rid of the virus. He
laid
it all out. He's going to do... testing, tracing, and masking. Doesn't that sound familiar?
Wait a minute.
They're doing that now.
Tracing.
Yeah.
Isn't that
exactly.
What we've been doing for 8 months?
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Wait, is that
what
we're doing now?
So isn't this kind of like Trump's plan that we've been doing for the past 8 months?
Hello. Hello.
I know. Maybe he's been in the basement too long.
Wait a minute.
Maybe he should come out.
Testing, masking, and killing? What did he say he's going to do?
No, masking. No, testing, tracing, and masking.
Tracing?
Well, yeah,
well,
you know,
who
tracing.
The hell is he going to trace?
Well, that's what they've been doing. You know, they trace to see
they've
who's
been
around
already.
Who and that.
Yeah.
They've been doing that already.
Yeah, they've been doing that for 8 months now. Maybe his mask is too tight. Maybe it's cutting off the oxygen to his brain.
Oh, you guys are all bad. You are.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's what we've been doing.
Nothing about
that.
The immune system, huh? What an idiot.
All
right, Inner Sight.
Nothing about
Maureen, what do you got? What do you want to say?
Boy, you're two schools. I thought ours was bad. We just got punished, which I wasn't one of them, but I had to do the punishment. That's why I know the times table so well, because I had to do it. And the ones that did do the bad stuff, like, they only made me talk to them, you know, talk during class. That was as bad as my school got. But we all kind of stuck doing the times table, you know?
Yeah. The times table?
Like 10 times.
Oh, God, please, no. suspension if you did something really bad.
Yeah, no, we just kind of do like the times table 10 times.
No, mostly those students who were doing the fires were the biggest problem.
Yeah.
And he didn't know who they were, so he said the next person who does it will you'll be suspended, which was the stupidest thing. All the kids wanted it, so they did it again, you know. But I didn't get suspended because he knew I was, you know, I didn't do it because I was flipping out at it.
Oh yeah, I got a very interesting. Yeah. Let me. Excuse me. I got a very interesting call from an Indian guy. See, and he wanted to sell me some medical coverage that Medicare doesn't cover. You know, so he calls me up. And he says, "Do you have headaches?" I said, "No." Do you have diabetes? No.
No.
Do you get very bad pain in stomach or back? No. Do you ever have heart attack or high blood pressure? No. No. He says, you don't need me then. I said, I need you to get me some curry, you stupid, and pay for it. And he hung up on me.
Yeah, well, I got a good one today, and Maureen was on the phone, and they called me, and they said, do you need a back brace and a knee brace? I said, no. They hung up right after
back
I said that. No, and I don't want a back brace and a knee brace. I hate when they do this. This is crazy.
Yeah,
and
those things are very
them.
Bad for you, you know. They're
yeah, I know.
But don't most people go looking for people that, you know what I mean? You'd be the one searching him out. They just shouldn't be calling.
Yeah,
what I mean?
I know.
Mm.
I would get, if I needed a back brace or a knee brace, I would get a custom one done, and I would get it done
Gabriel
properly.
Gabriel got thrown out of school because he was too smart.
Really?
He was too smart for the teacher. Mathematical genius, the guy.
Oh, really? He is good.
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm.
All
he's
right.
A savant? He's a savant?
Yep.
Oh, cool. Let him teach me some math.
Way ahead of the teacher and everybody else. He's one of those
but
kids
very
that,
good at science and actually retaining numbers. Don't ask me why. I can retain numbers real well. Not anything else but numbers. Long,
I want to get a savant kid on the show who, you know, 11 years old and he's in Harvard.
Oh, really? Wow.
that'd be cool. Get a kid like that on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good.
What do you think of the presidential race?
Well, I'll have to move that over.
Yeah.
It's very intricate and interesting.
No,
at the same time, it's all up.
Love that language on the air.
Thank you so much for listening. Hey, Maureen, thanks. I'm really going to talk to John. I'm serious about that. John's a real person,
you know. Matched up, you know.
Oh. All right.
He's a real guy, and he's good hearted. He's very good hearted.
Oh,
that's
okay.
A good thing.
Thanks, Brian.
Well, you
thanks.
Never
that
know. I
out.
Mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll be with you Monday.
Okay.
Matt,
thanks.
Glad. Election Eve, Monday. Thank you so much, Suzanne, co-host, engineer, all our
you
callers,
will.
Listeners. Thank Louie. All the whole gang and all that, you know, all the band, as Rod Stewart would say. And we'll be with you Monday. 631-224-3090, inner site number. Thank you so much. Don't forget to sign that petition. Tomorrow's the last day. Halloween, the last day. All right.
Yeah.
I got a Halloween. Oh,
full moon.
Hey,
too.
Cut that out.
Second full moon in a month.
Woo-hoo.
Full moon.
All right. Thank you so much. And we'll be with you Monday night. We'll figure out the election.
10.
Yeah.
We're going to pick the winner. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. inner
Good night, everyone. Good night.